Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to drop my calls with guests on my show because I think that would be kind of considered rude. So with the way this weekend was going, and it was a super awesome weekend. It was so cool. Right now I can't move. I can admit that. But when I'm in certain locations and stuff, like I said, until I get better technology, I don't want to be online with the guests and drop their calls. Because making the contacts that I'm making the contacts with, I don't want to, like, lose them. So, you know, making a name for myself and making better connections. So I am so super pumped. I'm over-exhausted right now, and I am going to crash. Like, there's no tomorrow after the show and take a nice nap and not move. Let me tell you, sometimes the best thing to do is to do nothing. I know what people say about vacations and stuff. My dream is just, like, not to move and just sleep. Sleep. I love sleep and I love naps. I don't know. Maybe I am part cat. I don't know. But speaking of cats, I have my little furball, Jackie Chan Kitty here. Little furball. mom, yes, I'm an adult woman talking about a cat. Well, I don't know who else has a furball co-host, but she's sitting here purring up a storm because I think she's happy that Max is sitting down next to her, and I can't wait to nap. Nap and cuddle is my favorite thing in the world. Nap and cuddle, nap and cuddle. Well, you know, besides eating maybe some ice cream and chocolate cake once in a while. But anyway, first thing I wanted to talk about, besides my adventure, I thoroughly enjoyed a film. And for my birthday, Big Brother Z goes, what you want to watch? He says, one of the films I wanted to watch was actually After Earth. Now, I know a lot of people probably don't like this film, but I got to say, I've always been a Will Smith fan. You know, he's been working with his son, Jaden. The thing is, I see comments on the internet, and I don't listen to what people say or anything like that, but I actually think Jaden Smith is a good actor. Now, like with any family, the father, you know, is going to give their son opportunities just like anywhere in the world, because I see, like I said, these comments like, oh, yeah, Will Smith is pushing his son, blah, 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 this and that. Not for nothing, but any father in this world that has be able to give opportunities to their child, they're going to do it like any normal father would. And Will Smith did work very hard to get where he is today. So I actually wanted to watch After Earth. And, you know, with what people were saying about the film, I'm glad I don't listen to other people. If I want to watch something, I'm going to watch it. I actually enjoyed After Earth. I really, really enjoyed it. And from looking at the film, I think Jaden Smith did a damn good job. And seeing Will Smith and playing off, you know, his father and son, I don't even think they would tend to be, like, really acting, because you can tell the connection as father and son in the film. You can feel that. You can get that from the film. And it was something to do, you know, after they crash land and stuff. I enjoyed the film. I liked the ending of it. It made me feel happy. I cried during the film. And, you know, with science fiction and stuff and Jaden how to survive on the planet. And believe me, maybe some people don't like Jaden Smith and whatever this and that, saying Will Smith is pushing his son. No, for nothing. I would be happy to play a mother to Jaden Smith, and people are going to be like, well, how can you play because you're white and he's, like, you know, black? And I'm sitting here thinking, duh, it's like, you know, today, I mean, there are mixed races and families, so why couldn't I play the mother to Jaden someday? You know, I would be on it, perfectly fine. I think Jaden is a really good actor, like any child actor, and just even more experience, he's probably going to grow as an actor. And, you know, I think they did a really good job in After Earth, the technology and stuff. And of course, I like going to the movie theaters or whatever and going to watch something and be entertained. That's me. I mean, I know a lot of people like drama and stuff like that, and I do like a good drama, but I actually have to sit and watch them at home because I will be the first one to cry. So, you know, I got to admit, sometimes once in a while, okay, Shelly and Chucks will watch a chick flick or drama, but they have to be in the presence by myself because I bawl my eyes out. I am the biggest baby when it comes to watching drama. So, you know, After Earth, I actually thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. But anyway, to let you guys know, once again, before I get back into, you know, what happened on me this week, which was totally awesome, for my guests and everyone that's listening, that's actually allowing me to have a bigger voice. You know, giving back is what I intend to do. And I'm part of the sorry, I butcher things because of my Boston accent, and I'm trying to speak professionally as best as I can, but I like to bring the energy. One of the foundations that I'm very, very proud to be part of is the Sarah Joy Foundation. It is my nephew Eric lost his wife due to, I believe, breast cancer, which she was pregnant with her son. And she didn't want to receive treatment, so it didn't hurt her unborn son, and she eventually lost her life. So this foundation was actually created, you know, out of something bad, but it's creating something wonderful to help families with terminal cancer, you know, help with their bills and the outings. And I think so far it has helped for families. So every guest that comes on my show, you know, even out there in Hollywood, anywhere, and you have people that listen to my show, you're helping me to give a bigger voice to things that really matter in this world. So although that is, you know, that involves coming on my show, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, because you're helping me to do the things that I've always wanted to do in life. Give me a bigger voice, and I'm able to give back. And everybody can, like, go to the Sarah Joy Foundation and check it out on Facebook. Anyway, to get back to my first adventure for the weekend, I went to Tumble Down Mountain, and I met I made a friend, Jen Henze, who's a very talented, talented girl. And, you know, she was, like, in the same scenes that we've been hanging out, and we went to Tumble Down Mountain. We went past Mexico, Maine. Yes, there was a Mexico in Maine, in China, and I think a Paris in Maine. But we went past Mexico up to Wrigley. I think that's in Maine, way up there. And we went to Tumble Down Mountain. The funny thing is, I thought it was just going to be, you know, maybe half hour excursion, but oh no, this turned into 7 hours. So we're sitting there, and I says, okay, let's make sure we're doing, you know, well, let's be smart. Jen had a flashlight, you know, we both packed water, Gatorade, beef jerky, food that, you know, you could carry, TP, you know, extra warm clothing, just in case of anything. So going up the mountain, we decided let's pick the hottest trail. Well, this trail wasn't a trail, but it was actually climbing. And here I am going, climbing somewhere, thinking I'm going to get killed on this mountain. But, you know, getting back to things that I enjoy, climbing up this mountain, it was really, I was like, man, this is going to be the end of Shelly and Chuck. So Jen and I, you know, were climbing up, and you literally had to climb up these boulders and such. And when we got to this place, and I'm not the one that made up the name, it's called Fat Man's Misery. And when you climb up through these boulders, I think it has an entrance where, you know, if you're past a certain size, I don't think you can fit through, because we had to take our backpacks to get off. I mean, you'd really had to squeeze yourself through here. And climbing up, you really had to be careful and such. And before we even got into the mountains, and I said, Jen, you know something? Horror films, you know how they have all the stuff in the horror films? We got to do the opposite. And so just keep in the mind of that, anything, just remember the stuff that happened in horror films. We do the total opposite of anything. I swear to God, this is what I did tell Jen. So we're climbing up there, and I think I get to the summit part. Like, we're almost to the top. I'm like, yes. And I'm like, yay, good, thank you. And I'm like, and Jen turns around and says, Charlene, what? We're not quite there yet. I'm like, what? So we finally get to the top. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And we're like, you know, I get there and I'm like, Drago, like Rocky, you know, going Drago. And, you know, climbing up there, the thing is what I saw, and it wasn't like, I don't think you could have taken a picture with what I seen. And you know how I asked my brother Z how to pronounce this correctly. Hieroglyphics. I hope you guys know what I mean. Like I said, I butcher things, and I'm trying to learn how to say things the correct way. But up on the top of the mountain, there was these lines, formations in the rocks. And I knew we only had a certain time to get back, so we really couldn't stay up because, you know, it was getting closer, you know, towards sunset. But I was looking at something, and I think the next time we go up there, I'm going to ask Jen to help me take some pictures. And I saw this thing, and I looked at it, and it was a bird. I'm like, what is this? And I saw in the lines, it was a bird head, and it was a bird beak. And I looked at it, and I thought, this is a carving in a rock formation. And it was something that was, I believe, that was there for centuries. And I'm sitting there because I'm going to have to go back up there sometime, I don't know, in the near future or whatever, and look at it and take pictures because it's not, I mean, it looks like it's been there for a very, very long time. And I was like, this really is something with its wings out, stretched out and stuff. And I was like, wow, this is really amazing. So, you know, going down the mountain, I was like, Jackie Chan mode. And I kept thinking, you know, Jen, we got to think like monkey, climbing up the mountain and stuff. And I was like, thinking like Jackie, I was jumping down the mountain. And we were like hoping to get down as the sun was setting. And I'm going, oh, my dear God, please don't let us get stuck here on the mountain. But I was like, you know what? It gets dark. I'm prepared, you know, prepared. And we got to the trail, and it was getting dark. But on this trail, you see, like, blue things that, you know, they have for the trail to follow. So it was getting darker and darker and darker. And I'm going, okay, we're going to keep our heads about ourselves because I know people panic and stuff. And I says, this is an adventure I wanted. Well, I got an adventure. So Jen and I always, we were, like, you know, staying, you know, like, talking with each other and talking. I wasn't freaked out or anything, but I was like, it's dark now. So what we did, we finally got to the trail, but the trail was a long trail. We got to the road, but it was so dark by the time we got to the road, we still had to walk like a mile or two to get back to the car. But we did it. It was a 7-mile excursion, which I really thought was going to be an hour, but getting up there to the top of the mountain, what a beautiful thing. I felt like I was closer to God. And once again, don't anybody feel offended that I've mentioned God. Like I said, I don't push my personal beliefs upon anyone. It was just so beautiful on top of there. And these are things I've loved doing my whole life. Here I am, just had another birthday and thankful and just being up there. And I was like, wow, this is beautiful, the scenery and stuff. And it was so quiet. I really didn't want to leave. The energy, it was very relaxing. And I think it was because there was not many people around to feel any negative vibes. And the energy was beautiful. And I was like, man, I just want to live on top of this mountain. It was such a gorgeous feeling. I can't even explain it. And I feel very thankful, and I'm glad Jenna's like, you know, she wanted to go hiking. So I'm going to feel very lucky that I'm going to be able to do these things. I'm going to join Jenna in some adventures. But it was gorgeous, absolutely, absolutely gorgeous, this mountain on top. It was a Tamadown Mountain in Maine. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then I had to get up really, really early the next day. But I got to tell you this weird thing that happened, and I know I was in Maine, but we stopped to eat at a Chinese food restaurant. And I'm not kidding, I said it out loud, and it was to be respectful, but it kind of taken me aback. I know we were in Maine. We stopped in a Chinese food restaurant. You know, Chinese food, okay, is usually cooked by Chinese people. You know, you go to restaurants. I've been to restaurants. And I got a walk in there. I'm not kidding. I said and looked, and there was no Chinese people in sight. And I'm going again. I go, this is a Chinese food restaurant. I am not kidding. This is exactly what I said. I says, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm kind of like, kind of weird to be out. I'm sitting there going, okay, all right, I'll give this a try. But I was kind of a little nervous going, no Chinese people in here. So it came up very, she was kind of polite or whatever. But another thing is when you go to an Asian restaurant, Chinese food restaurant, the thing that they have, they automatically bring to you is oolong tea. You know, and I'm sitting there going, and I'm like, where's my oolong tea? Where's the oolong tea? And that's part of the musical in a Chinese food restaurant. And I asked the waitress, I'm going, ma'am, do you, she's asking me, well, drink, don't you have any oolong tea? And I wasn't trying to be a wisecracker. I was just like taken aback because it wasn't, oh, that's part of the experience in the Chinese restaurant. Where's the oolong tea? Because I've never been to a restaurant when they're not going to serve oolong tea. So she had it go and get it. So I'm sitting there going, okay. And I'm going to Jenna going, Jenna, I'm not trying to be rude, but where's the Chinese people? This is part of the experience of going and to be authentic, knowing what they're doing. Not saying that anybody that's not Chinese can't cook Chinese food. But then she goes, well, I see some Chinese people in the back and, you know, cooking. I was like, okay, I feel much better right now. And it's not to be rude and stuff like that, but it's like you walk into a restaurant and you're so used to authenticity of it, and it's like you walk into it, it doesn't seem like a Chinese restaurant, an Asian restaurant. It doesn't have that feel to it. I mean, the food was okay. You know, it wasn't the best Chinese food I've ever experienced, but it was like, you know, the feel. When you go someplace, you want that feel and that exposure. And they go, and, you know, we were hungry and wanted to stop, but walking into it, I'm like, I really felt confused. They go, this is a Chinese food restaurant. I'm telling you, it was just like, it really confused my mind. I'm like, huh? I was so dumbfounded going into this place. I mean, people were very polite, but I'm going, there's no Chinese people around. And I know I sound nuts and whatever, but it's just the experience of everything that I've always experienced. Me, you know, come on, the Asian action films from overseas and everything and loving Jackie Chan and then sitting here and going, huh? I felt really stupefied sitting in the restaurant. But, you know, they were kind of polite, but I kind of was like, you know, I trying to be very respectful. And poor Jen's choking on a pepper there. And I'm like, you know, she's like, oh, there's peppers in it. And the waitress turned around, well, don't eat the peppers. And I'm like, I don't think Jen wanted to experience something that hot. She wanted to enjoy her food. And here, there it is, the poor girl's choking on food. You know, and it's like, I just like, you know, it was okay, but I was just like, okay, whatever. It's late and just try to eat and stuff, and it was okay. So, you know, I just kind of have a feel any Chinese food restaurant that does not have anybody that's Asian in it, it's kind of like it's a warning of how the experience is going to be. So that I know from now on. I know I'm in Maine, but I'm like, okay now. But anyway, you know, the whole experience was kind of fun, you know, until I got to the restaurant. No, I'm not kidding. It was nice. I mean, the atmosphere was very nice. And like I said, it was kind of a different experience going to a Chinese food restaurant, and there was really no Chinese people in the front. I know. It's bad for me to say that. People are saying, Shelley, don't you know how to be respectful? I am. It's just the experience. You know, being conversed, in, you know, having that feeling. It's not the same feeling I usually have when I go to a Chinese food restaurant. There's one right near my house where I love going to because I like the people there. And it just was like, it just gave the energy was kind of off a little. And that's like when my energy's off in a place, it kind of makes me like I have that feeling. I don't know what it is. Like I said, I always have these two magnets. And when I have an energy, you know, like when you put the two magnets together and they cling together, and that's like a good energy for me. When you put like magnets together, the opposite, they bounce off with each other. And that's what I felt like in the restaurant where I went, and it kind of gave me that feeling. It's just, you know what, I can handle it. When I usually have that energy with two magnets, and that's how I know about people. Now, it's like this thing that I get now. I don't know why, but I get that energy thing where for some reason, I don't know why, but when you put two magnets together, sometimes my magnets will stick together and the energy is good. But when the magnets come together and they bounce off of each other with people or places, that's kind of a signal of my intuition and my basic instincts. So I kind of had that feeling in that Chinese food restaurant in Maine. But, you know, I could handle it, and I did. Don't know if I'll go back here again, but maybe if it's because, you know, it's late at night, nothing else is around, beggars can't be choosers. So anyway, getting on the set of Falk here. I can't explain the plot, you know, what happened in the scene. But it was a beautiful, beautiful thing that did happen. We had a brand new costume, brand new wardrobe, you know, and Director Z was there. He was actually in the scene. We were actually in two lights in the ocean, not in the ocean, but we were filming on the beach there. It was cold, but the scene required this, and I saw footage of it afterwards, and it looks like it was really warm. We really pulled it off. We were sitting there freezing, and I was taking pictures, and, you know, I said, okay, Shelley, come on, everyone, take some pictures. So, you know me, I got to ham it up. I got to ham it up big time, and I'm doing all these crazy poses and stuff, and I was like, I thought of The Rock, and I'm doing The Rock pose, but it kind of been maybe like the Hulk Hogan pose or something like that, but that's what I was doing in the pictures. And just seeing the way it came up, and I understand what Director Z was doing. He wanted the scene, you know, when the sun was coming up, and the way it looked in the background, and the waves splashing, it was beautiful. Of course, there was a foghorn going, and I'm like, I don't think there was any storm, but it kept going off, and it kind of fit the scene. Now, I don't know if the foghorn sound's going to be in the scene for Falk here, but right there, you know, seeing the lighthouse, it was two lights in Maine. So that's where we filmed it, but the rock formation on the beach with the waves splashing, and for some reason there was this seagull. It kept drifting over Director Z's head because he was playing Thor, and I'm like, don't poop on his head. Whatever you do, seagull, don't poop on Thor's head. So I kept thinking that, but, you know, us doing our scene, us four Valkyrie together doing the scene and doing what Director Z wanted us to do, it just came out beautiful. And it was an experience. I'm just sitting there going, am I dreaming? I was like, I didn't need someone to pinch me to feel like I was awake because the wind did a good thing, like blowing up my wardrobe off against my butt and my hoo-ha and, you know, all over me. I says, yep. and my the wind blowing my hair. And Director Z always wanted his own stand, you know, how they show, like, in Bollywood films and the woman's hair going, well, Z got a natural fan, all right. It was blowing like crazy yesterday. It was just beautiful. The pictures came out good, and, you know, we got to watch the dailies and stuff. It was beautiful, and I can't wait for this all to come together. And the scene that we're doing now is actually before the battle scene. And the wardrobe itself, that's something that they make the costumes themselves, and I saw they did scene of Charlie Hollow Angel, my big sister, and she had her own battle armor on yesterday. I'm like, oh, man, I'm so jealous, but I was so excited. I was just like, man, oh, man. I was like, Oh, man, I wish I was doing like that with Charlie. I was like, man. But, you know, it was just wonderful, just the whole day yesterday. And I'm crashing after I get off the air here. I'm so tired, so I just like, let's see, what time is it now? Well, it looks like, you know, that's the end of the show for today because I don't have a guest. But, you know, if anybody wants to help donate, because we are in need of funds for Falcare, and I'm going to go to the Falcare page. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. What you're going to do, if you'd like to help donate funds and donation, it's a fundraiser that you can actually, Falcare Fundraiser, Falcyyr Fundraiser. Go on, Fundraiser, Fundraiser, and you can donate funds there. I mean, with any film, you know, you have to help feed the actors, costumes, you know, lighting, everything that's involved in, you know, film production, everything, the money goes towards there. So there is a fundraiser, Fundraiser, Falcare Fundraiser, Falcyyr Fundraiser. And you can go and donate there, and we are, like I said, collecting funds there towards our film. We are in need of help, so you can go there and donate if you would. That would be highly appreciated. Thank you so much. Well, it was really exciting, but Shelly Nunchuk is finally going to crash. And let me say, I'm so excited for more adventures. But anyway, everyone, enjoy your Sunday. It was great to do shows, and wait till you see who's going to be a guest on my future show. Well, everyone, enjoy your Sunday. Bye-bye. I turn.